Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Party Foul. Oh, my God, we're back.
From the dead.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute?
I don't know. That's what people say now.
Is that that's supposed to mean a long time?
I guess so. It's been a minute.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't get it. I'm watching a show on Crave called Power.
Okay.
And that's how they talk. It's been a minute.
Okay. You're hip to the jive. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, I'm one of your hosts. I'm Scott. Yeah, we've had a bit of a break. On my painting table, though.
What have you been doing the last 3 months?
Started a new job and just the free time is gone. And then today the kid's homesick, so I was like, let's record an episode. So we're doing a midday record right now. On my painting table, I have a two-player starter box, which I got from formerly Trevi the Great. Because I don't think he's great anymore. He doesn't play the game.
You're going to paint it?
I don't know.
You just said it was on your painting table.
Well, that's true. It's there.
Yeah.
And then the other stupid thing I've done is I've bought the protectors for Mom Pock.
Yes, I did see that. And it looks like an interesting game.
Yeah.
But I told you I wanted the monkeys with the guns, and then you're like, whatever. Oh, those are terrible.
You can buy whatever you want. You can play good guys on good guys. Apparently it works just fine.
You can fight good guys on good guys?
Yeah, it's like War Machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can do the monkeys.
And is it that's a split? There's only just the two factions or whatever?
There's the two main factions. Well, there's just like you have attackers or the destroyers and the protectors. And then in those, you do have multiple things you can go.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have Terracon, which is like a Godzilla dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have like big bulky robot dude. There's a little skinny ninja dude. Uh-huh. So they're all like, you can just mix and match.
Do you know how you like build?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I think you're
allowed. I'm just curious, you get like one big monster guy and then you get
Full game, it's two big monsters and 20 little units.
Oh, by 20 little units, you mean like
four packs.
Little four packs?
Yeah, so that one's a pack of five, but you get four packs of five.
Okay.
So you have to buy three more packs.
Right. I see.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's what I was told, I think. I could be wrong.
What you need to do? Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to paint them anyways.
Actually, they do look like fun to paint. Anyways, the big guys look like fun to paint.
Yeah, the little guys are going to be super fast. Like, psht, and a little bit of like metal on it, and done.
Well, it depends. I don't know. Some of them are like I said, the monkeys with guns. I'd be like, I'm spending some time on these monkeys with guns. It's hilarious.
You've been loving the monkeys. We're going to have to be talking about that.
I do like my Grimkin monkeys, too.
So, yeah, that's about it on my painting table. I was waiting for Sorsha Zero, but Ian let me down and forgot to bring it to the SOO.
Oh, right.
He had a Sorsha Zero for me, but
haven't seen her on the table at all. But
yeah, well, whatever.
Nobody's paying care to her around here.
Yeah.
What have you been playing
last week?
Let's do an addendum to our little opening and tell people what you've been playing in the last 3 months.
Well, you should. That was my intro, I'm Scott, so you should just do yours too then.
All right. Okay.
And then we'll come.
I'm Greg, and I'm just supposed to say what's on my painting table.
I guess that's what we always
do. Okay. I got some Grimkin stuff on my painting table. I'm just finishing the two piggyback UAs, the officers, and I've started one of the Grave Ghouls. I have another Grave Ghoul ready to go, and what's that little guy's name? The minion, the new minion guy, frog dude.
Oh, Tongue Lick.
No.
Oh.
That's the attachment. I already painted him. Fuck, I'd have to look it up. But he's the new minion solo that you can take stuff for. He's got the clouds, and he's got the poison stabby thing.
I don't know.
He's actually got a spell that gives Hunter to a friendly faction model unit, but I'm like, I don't know if I can take anything. I mean, you can go in Secret Masters and take like a, you know, Brigands or something, and then give them Hunter with this dude's
sounds
spell.
A great idea. You should totally do that.
It's probably not, but I probably will do it just because I'm like, I want to get this guy on the table. I think I did make lists without it. Under Chief Meyer.
There you go.
Under Chief Meyer. He looks like a fun little model to paint, but I got a couple of lists, but they feel kind of really
forced.
Yeah. Kind of poopy.
I like when you do that. It makes a win easier for me.
Shut up. So yeah, lots of Grimkin stuff on the table. I don't have anything circle sitting around, but there's lots of troll stuff.
Get to it.
Why? Nobody
almost
troll.
Did last week.
Really?
I was so close.
Crazy.
I couldn't find the tokens.
that was the turning point, was it?
So I was like, ugh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I know that John Henry's gone back to trolls. Maybe he will manufacture some competitive lists, but nobody's been playing trolls at all.
There's a reason for that.
Probably.
Yes. So what have I been playing the last few months? So we had OTC, and then after OTC was like,
and you didn't play shit cleanse. At OTC.
No, I didn't. I was too busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Working and drinking. It was good.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it? I guess we can quickly recap the, SOO or the, OTC was a ton of fun. At least I thought so when I ran it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Friday event we did, the Shark Tank, which was awesome. It was packed full of,
sharks.
Yeah, pretty much. John Henry Jr. came out victorious. It was pretty cool. And
he was playing Crucible Guards.
He was playing Crucible Guard, yeah. He had his McKay list with all the heavies or the huge bases.
Yep. And
yeah, he did well. McWaters got second and Charles got third. Mm-hmm. Or thirth.
Thirth, I had right. Thirth, yes, I saw the trophy, yes.
Yeah, then the event itself, I mean, I don't know. I can't say.
I had a lot of fun. It was, being 2 days was kind of nice.
Yeah, spread out.
It was good to spread
out. It was
out.
Nice for me, like us too, because it gives us a ton of time.
Yeah.
So it's like, first round's over. Okay, you guys got an hour.
I think we, I can't remember all the games or whatever, but we played, did we go, I can't remember if we went 2-1 the first day or something.
Yeah, you were 2-0.
And then we got paired up into the Alberta team.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and we got smashed. And then we had to play... Marc Andre's team with Bubba and stuff. And we lost that one, whatever, 2-3.
That was close.
But Charles and I'm trying to remember who he was playing. Was it Bubba? They just shipped Captain Crew.
Oh, did they? Oh, man.
And then I don't remember.
Was that the deciding game too?
Well, it would have been, I suppose, right?
Was it? That's what I mean. Like, who ended up winning? Who won the ship Captain Crew?
Bubba did, yeah. So that was the one that, yeah. Put it over. And I can't remember. It was actually the third. Maybe it was the third round we played Dave's team, which was funny.
Yeah, because you guys were both 2-0.
Yeah.
And then the third round you played each other.
Yep. So I played Dave.
Which you do every week.
We gave him the choice. We put me and Jeremy down.
Like, the worst thing you could have done to him, because it's like, I can't beat either of you.
Oh, he's just like, I'm going to play somebody you play all the time type of thing. Right?
So mean.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I went 3-3. And all my three losses were against Circle, which I thought that I was going to do well into. But my pairing was Morvana 1 and Wormwood. Turns out Wormwood is actually not good as a pairing. I mean, I've kind of put him in there hoping that he would be able to handle like Scorn and stuff. But he was a big detriment to my list selection in the Circle matchup, because I got into at least a couple of list chickeny. Well, it wasn't even list chicken. When I played against Mark, he had two Devourers hosts. So it was just like I had a dead list. He knew what I was dropping. So, yeah. It was good fun, for sure.
That's good. Fun. I'm glad. Hopefully, we just keep it rolling. Next year is going to be, I can't say bigger, better, because we had 38 teams this year.
That's a lot of teams, yeah.
And the Friday event was pretty crazy. So, I think next year, the only change we're going to do is we'll start a little later on Saturday. So instead of 9 a.m. start, we'll start at 10.
Early. It's fucking early, man.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. So we'll start at 10 and we'll go a little later in the day. But that also gives the guys who play in the Shark Tank a little bit of a break, because it's five. They play 5 rounds on Friday.
Yeah.
3 rounds on Saturday, and then potential 3 rounds, which it was so 3 rounds.
That's a lot of war machine.
So everybody who's coming to OTC, you have to anticipate it's going to be 6 rounds.
Yes.
I mean, sure. We expect drops on the second day. That just happens. But, yeah. And then the correct drop etiquette is... right away, not like minutes before a round starts. It's always like right away, hand in your results, we're dropping, and then I can deal with it.
So
that was good.
I had a great time. My team was a lot of fun. We had Charles, Dustin, Tim, Jeremy, and myself, and I can't remember where we ended up.
I don't remember either. I think it was middle of the package.
13s or something. I don't know, man.
I could probably pull it up somewhere.
I think we went 4-2 or yeah, I think we went 4-2.
Yeah, you were in the upper half anyways.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was a lot of fun.
That's where I got... Saturday was the first time I got to play KeyForge.
Oh, yes.
That's where I learned how to play it.
Fully addicted to like KeyForge decks lying all over the place
here. Well, you just keep buying them, because you got to support your local hobby store, so it's so easy. You just buy a deck when you're on your way out.
Yeah. How many decks do you have now? Like a bazillion?
Nah, maybe 10.
10?
Yeah.
That's probably like a $160 investment or something. Yeah.
But you just say you do it slowly.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, I'll just buy this one now. And then the ones you don't like, you have there to give away to other people to draw them into the game. And
of course, here's your cardboard crack. First one's free.
That's what pretty much.
I didn't play the Shark Tank because.
You had to work or something.
Delivery days are Friday every week for the Leicas. So it's like, yeah, Fridays are hard. I didn't do, I did do Friday at SOO. I did.
That's the only day you did do.
It's true. It did end up being only doing. Well, are we talking about SOO now?
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, SOO was 2 weeks ago, I want to say. Anyways, it wasn't long ago. And I signed up for the whole weekend and I was planning on doing Saturday as well. But I went on Friday for Champions, right? I ended up taking Grimkin because new toys came out.
Mm.
I got, I'd say, a handful of Clockatrices, maybe five.
Only five.
Yeah, only five. I'm going light on it. And I played the Child with a bunch of Cockatrices, and then I played Wanderer with the Naslayers and the new UAs and Baron Tunglick and the Malady Men, and I painted all that stuff up. It's good. It's good to have, like, you know, you get some new stuff, and then it's like, oh, there's an event. I'm going to paint all this shit for that event.
It was motivation for you because you crushed it.
I did. It takes a while. When I also painted Little Red Riding Rose at Captain Con.
Oh, that's
she's
right.
Been, she's been
that.
Sitting around, so I painted her as well. I had a lot of fun. Honestly, can't remember too many of my games. Oh, I got Bubba first round. That's true. I had to play like some mortal shit with Zal against Zal too. I killed the Supreme Guardian under his feet, which was
a feat.
That's exactly.
Under feet.
And then he smashed like I can't remember how many heavies, but yeah, killed a lot of heavies. And then the child killed the other Supreme Guardian. In my last turn, and
that always makes you feel good when scenario. My Warcaster goes in and does work.
Oh, the Child can do work.
Yeah, that's what I like. Just like that. And then you're just like, yes.
Yeah, baby. Yes. It is fun to have a caster that can do shit.
So I didn't get to play in the SOO, but I showed up Friday just to check it out, see what was going on.
You played the Keyforge event.
I did play Keyforge event, yes. Yeah, Got third. It was awesome.
Third out of how many people? 12?
Yeah. So I got there Friday, checked it out, hung out, and I was like, I thought Tom Guan was here. Like, I could have sworn he was. The thing. It was just like, I guess he lost first round, dropped, and disappeared.
Oh, sure.
He wasn't around. I didn't see him until the Saturday. And so I was like, you are here. So it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Am I going to talk about my game?
Do whatever you want to do, buddy.
Okay. All right. I was just like, you're interrupting me. Maybe you're just like, you're boring, just, Greg. You're boring, Greg. Stop
like,
talking.
Saying, like,
so I played Bubba. It was a fun game. Second round, I played Morgan from... I want to say Sweden. He's from Sweden. I met him in Poland at WTC. And he was playing also Scorn. So
nice.
I got
That's
to play,
a good back-to-back game for
I
you.
I got to play against more Immortals. And he was playing Zexar, the Battlebox caster. And so I played the Child again. And we had a fun game. But he was like pretty new to the list. I think it was like only the second time he's played it or something. So he kind of ran in a clock somewhere mid-time. But if he had a few more minutes, he probably would have won on scenario. I was pushing hard, but fuck, killing all those mortals. Problem. I did fine after playing the two games, and I was like, having a skin of moans is probably a really good idea because sometimes you just have to kill an armor 24 fucking Supreme Guardian, right?
I like how everything changes because, like, going into that event, you were like, oh, I gotta drop this for this.
Yeah.
And then you're at the event, you're like, God damn, I gotta go back. Like, you had reasons to do it.
Oh, yeah. And even just having one Rattler seems like a good idea because there's so many fucking Immortals in that list. It's just be nice to have a good turn with a Rattler where you kill, you know, eight or nine guys or whatever. Otherwise, it's just like, fuck. Anyways, and in the third round, I played my third Scorn opponent, which was Corey. Yeah, Mike. Three Scorn opponents. And I was just like, fuck, I'm not playing the Child again. It didn't go all that well anyway, so I'll try the Wanderer. And he didn't drop the Immortals. He dropped Hexy 2 in the beast theme. I think it's called Imperial Warhost or something. Anyways, he had a Mammoth and a Hydra, which was kind of cool because I had painted the Hydra a couple months
ago.
You're
like, hey,
something.
I recognize that.
And we had a great game. Actually, I really enjoyed playing Corey. The last couple times I played him, he's a good guy. He's playing like a clean, tight game and very friendly and stuff. So I kind of knew I was going to get shot for a lot because he's got guns and shit, right? But I set up my skin and moans so that one was kind of forward, was kind of like, hey, come on, shoot this guy. And I put the other skin and moans in a position where if the Hydra was going to shoot him, I'd be able to charge him with my skin and moans. And I threw a unit of Naslayers off on the flank, and they played dead so they couldn't be targeted. And there's not much around them to target for the sprays. He'd have to like run one of his own models if it was possible. And the Clockatrice is well behind the forest, and I put one of my crossroads up so I could beacon him and get on the Hydra or whatever. As it turns out, the Mammoth almost killed the Skin and Bones all by itself. Well, when it's armor 16, it's not a big deal because you're playing a bump, and oh my god, not having a corpse on the death nail is a big deal. Like I actually played on last Wednesday. I can't remember. I was playing Tom, and usually what I do is I like use my Madcap guys because they have Molotov cocktails, and I make a little circle of guys, and he misses the monkey, and he sets everybody on fire if they don't die to the blast damage, which half of them do, right? And then usually I've got like three or four guys on fire, and then the fire will kill at least two of them, hopefully. And then I get corpses from that. Right. This time when I was playing Tom, I had three guys on fire and all the fire went out.
No, like, not like that.
Fucking Christ. Why is this so hard? he killed a bunch of stuff, killed that Skin and Bones, but the Hydra had to finish the job. Right. So I had enough corpses to fuel up the Skin and Bones, just enough, to three, to put on the Skin and Bones and then run the battle engine to a spot where I could get the Hydra's corpse, so at least I'll have the aura. And I sent in the Naslayers and the Clockatrice, and the Skin and Bones went in and didn't even generate any fury. Just like, boom, dead Hydra. And then Corey's turn, because I kind of like, there was a building and I kind of like protected my Skin and Bones, I thought, pretty well. He wants to get that Skin and Bones, right? Because it's like the last significant threat to the Mammoth, and he's got names and things. The elephant guy with the rush. What's that guy?
The Titan.
Yeah, but he's got a Titan name.
Gladiator.
Gladiator. That's it. It was in my head. It was like G Guardian. No. Okay.
I'll get there.
So he had him, but he was out of threat range, and he was also like Skin and Bones was behind a building, so he couldn't make a straight charge. But he did have an Archidon. And so I had Star-Crossed up. He took a free strike from the Skin and Bones at POW 19, took out his body, but not his... It did like 16 damage or something, but only took out his body, not his mind or his spirit. So he flies behind the Skin and Bones and then boosts an attack looking for a crit to get the crit pitch under Star-Crossed and rolls triple fives on the dice roll, right? And plus whatever it was, a two or something. So he hits and pitches him forward like 6 inches or something, and then the Gladiator kills him. I was like, that's amazing. unlikely, but amazing. So he kills him, and then, I don't know, the game grinds down, and it's basically like Corey's got the Mammoth, and I have like practically nothing. I have like a Malady Man, and the Battle Engine, I think, was holding my zone or whatnot. He had one turn where he had a... it's not the Kriya. Maybe it's the Kriya that has a paralyzed gun. Or it's Drake or the Kriya. Whichever one has a paralyzed gun. He walked up and he paralyzed the Wanderer. And then the Mammoth came up and was like, shkaboom! And shot him. Did 15 damage. I used the Trump to transfer it to the Clockatrice. So it's on one box. And then I hopped back to my other thing out of range. I was like, woo! I don't have a Clockatrice anymore. What's up, Parker?
With anybody.
He's not sure.
All right, then. Moving on. All right, go play upstairs, buddy.
So it ended up as, and I wasn't, because it was such a good game and he was such a good opponent, I was kind of disappointed with the way it ended up because we're kind of rushing through the last couple turns and it's like, I was talking to Jeremy afterwards and he's like, why don't you guys just pause the clock, you know, after every turn and make sure like you're getting the CPs right? Because I was like, I was quickly marking the CPs, but we were up like, I don't know, it was like 9 to 12. 12 at one point or something, right? And I was using like a dry erase marker. It's not like super sharp or whatever. And I'm just kind of like marking it as we go along. And he would be up by one and I'd be up by one. We're not really keeping track that clearly. And so we got to the end and I was pretty positive that we were tied on CPs. And we kind of talked through and it was like, yeah, I think we are. I'm not sure. So I didn't like that aspect of it. We really should have slowed it down, at least at the CP marking phase, just so we're both clear about what's
Jeremy knows
what's
the hard way on.
Yeah, it's a that. Very disappointing way to end a game, especially a good game.
Well, that's what happened with Jeremy in the Shark Tank game.
Yeah.
He was having an amazing game and it was very close on time.
Yeah.
But every time the other player was done, he'd pass a clock to him and it was on Jeremy's time. He was marking the CPs and the turn and everything. And then Jeremy ends up needing 30 seconds to win and his clock runs out. But if you take the other six turns
yeah,
and you give him back all those CP turns, he had enough time.
Yeah. I mean, usually it's not, I don't know.
Knowing now, if I'm like watching a game and I'm TOing or whatever, I will pause the clock, let them score themselves, and then.
Yeah, it's just a much cleaner win. It doesn't take much time. It's like you pause it, you go like, okay, so I score one, you score one, it's 5-4.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you're conferring with someone on someone's clock, you're like, oh, how many did you get? No, why'd you get that? Okay, that guy there.
Sure.
So next thing you know, 10 seconds goes by.
Even like you said, if it's 5 seconds, even if it's 5 seconds, that's 30 seconds over a course of a game, and that can make a difference.
For sure.
Anyways, so I wasn't disappointed with the outcome or whatever. It was a fantastic game. But it went to points destroyed, and he had the mammoth still. But because I had like the battle engine and like three tiny bits of units or something I managed to outpoint him. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I didn't really care about the win or not, but it was a really good game. And then the last round, I played a dude named Kerry.
Hold on, I had a thing in between that. Because I think this is the day when I came in to visit and Corey was in the middle of assassination.
Yeah.
So Corey calls me over.
Oh, right. This thing. Yeah.
And Corey's like, I need you to do something for me. I'm like, sure. Is a judge call or something? I'm like, I can get a judge for you. He's like, no. I need you to roll these two dice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. The other guy's like, I don't want you to roll. I'm like,
he thought you were a ringer, right?
Yeah. And then he's like, all right. So he hands me the two dice. I'm like, what do you need? He's like, I need a 6 to win. And I rolled a 5.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But he didn't give me the OTC dice he had. He gave me like the other dice. I'm like, give me the OTC dice. I rolled those. I get a 10.
Yeah.
I'm like, see, I told you. Terrible. So it was funny that I caused his demise because he promptly just surrendered after that. And
well, yeah, he left Vlad on like one box or something.
It was
right?
So funny.
Yeah. Oh, it did something that did happen that I was like the highlight of my weekend when I played Corey was Baron Tunglich consumed an Agonizer.
Nice.
It was just like, oh, this is amazing. And then the following turn, I had the choice of consuming the second Agonizer because he had two of them or contesting his flag. And I was like, well, the smart thing to do is to contest his flag, but I really want to eat that Agonizer. So last round I played Kerry and he had like, he was single listing Morvana in Devourer's Host. I think he's kind of new to Circle cause a lot of his stuff wasn't fully painted and, he had just bought a Brennos. So he didn't have Brennos in the list. He didn't have Bridget and Call, which I've heard some people don't like, but I'm like, whatever. And, he also didn't have the pot.
The pot is amazing.
The pot is stupid. And he was like, oh, I'm just pre-playing the nerf. It's like, okay, whatever. And that game went pretty good. I had an amazing second turn. I kind of set up my battle group so that like he had some ambushers and they had the UA on them, which I'm never that impressed with anyways. But and I kind of put them so that he could charge a couple Clockatrices or whatever. He wasn't going to kill them or whatever, but he's going to grievously wound them and whatnot.
Tickle, tickle.
But I wanted to get rid of those ambushers because they have grievous wounds, and I had taken sacrifice. So he brought them in. He did, you know, decent amount of damage to the Clockatrices, and then I spent my turn killing them, and he had put the Feral in range of the Cage Rager if I did Tantrum and Abuse. But I had to clear off a bunch of stuff to do it. So I spent my turn doing that, and I accomplished those two things. I was like, yay. And I also managed to get enough corpses that the battle engine could run and still cover the Cage Rager with the aura. And the game played on, and my next turn wasn't quite as impressive because I made a couple mistakes, but the Cage Rager ended up frenzying. I think because I used my Trump, Wrath, so that I had just like shit ton of Fury out there. The Clockatrices don't care, but I had decided that I wanted to get work with the Clockatrices, and I didn't care if the Cage Rager frenzied. But something about the positioning, I don't even know if I moved the battle engine, but when he frenzied, he shifted out of the aura. And so then Kerry charged it with like 4 Ravagers without mortality, mind you. And I was like, well, even without the aura, it's statistically unlikely that he'll kill it. And his dice just fucking explode. It's like every damage roll was 14 or above and he kills it. And I'm like, I don't even know if it mattered if he was even in the aura at that point. And so I just kept on paralyzing Getarix and stuff. And eventually Getarix gets in and I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to kill him with a child, be a boss, right? So an outraged child, POW 18 on a paralyzed, no spiny growth Getarix takes her entire stack to kill him.
So the opposite of his dice, yours went cold.
They did go pretty cold. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to work out the statistics or anything like that. It just happened, whatever. I think I even missed a couple of attacks. I kind of blame myself because his rapid regen rolls were pretty good. Like he was regenerating 3 every hit or something like that, right? On my lax damage rolls. And I was like, afterwards I thought about it and I was like, wow, I probably could have ran the battle engine to shut down the rapid healing. And I was even like, worst case scenario, I'm camping 1 or 2. And I think that's enough for what he has left. And so then he manages to apply the mortality with the spell slave, the shaman, needing a 9, hits that. And then he charges with 2 ravagers who can manage to land outside of Baron Tunglick's parlay aura. And I can't, leaves around like 4 or 5 boxes or something. And then Morvana needs to go in and like roll a boosted 9 and then I think it's armor 19, dice off 6 and roll like a boosted 10 or something like that. And she manages to get that.
Dope. The child dies.
But it felt pretty good. And like I said, without the pot, his Lord of the Feast was not scary at all. The only thing he managed to do was outrage the child. She was like, I'm going to kill you. And I forgot for most of the game that she had retaliatory strike. Yeah.
So let's just put your head down like, ugh.
It wasn't a big deal, but it would have been fun to kill the Lord of the Feast in his turn.
It would have been glorious. Just
be like, smack, get out of here. Anyway, so yeah, that was my 4 games. And then Jeremy and I stayed for dinner. We had dinner with Justin and Alex. I think it was it. There was also Bubba and Chris came in later or whatever, but that was dinner. Dinner was very nice.
Cool.
I drank.
Just at the hotel there?
Yeah. I drank a number of beers.
That was nice when Jeremy's driving you home.
Yes, exactly. And I had a great time, but I was already then, I was kind of like, my wife, there had been a situation where I may have told a white lie to my wife about a situation with my daughter. And it was, I don't know, to me it seems kind of silly because she's like, took away the Chromebook in the morning and was like, don't you give her the Chromebook back until she gets out of the door for school. And so after a couple tries of trying to do that, I was like, here's your Chromebook. Because she was like, I'm not leaving until I get my Chromebook back. It's like, fine, here's your Chromebook. Let's go. And she went, right? And then, of course, my wife's asking me, did you give it to her after? I was like, yeah, I gave it to her after. And then she got into a fight with my daughter at some point during that day. And my daughter told
ratted
her
you out.
For whatever reason, because that makes sense. Yeah. And so she was like very upset about that. And she was, you want a divorce? I know. I was like, oh my God, really?
I went, escalated pretty fast there.
Yeah, I did. Like, I had broken the sacred bonds of our matrimonial vow. So I was like, oh, I think I'll just, stay at home and do some things. Cause she had, some shit she wanted me to do. I can't remember what the fuck it was. I didn't want to do, right? Oh, it was this bathroom sink. She wanted me to put a new faucet set in and stuff, which turned into 6 hours of pain because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing when it comes to that shit.
I do have a plumber buddy that could
help. Yeah. I actually had to have a friend of our, not really a friend of ours, like a friend of Adam's father come in to help me out because I just could not get it to stop leaking. Yeah. Anyways, turns out I forgot to put a washer in the T-junction.
Well, didn't really know. Like, it's not that you forgot.
Fuck that stupid. Anyways. So, yeah, that's why I didn't go Saturday. I know Jeremy went Saturday. I think he had a decent time. I don't think he did too well with the stuff because he was like, I'm not playing Kalos 1 again.
It needs a break.
Yeah.
It's just so long.
So, I can't. A Saturday, there was like 8 people that qualify or went to Sunday, right? That were like top 8.
I think one was actually a 3-1-er. I think 1-3-1
yes,
made it.
Yeah, there was 1-3-1. I think there was a single Grimkin player in the top 8.
Yeah, there's no Signar.
There was no Signar. There wasn't very much Signar. I'm sure there was Scorn because there's Scorn everywhere.
Everywhere.
And the top 4 ended up being Bubba, Jake.
McWaters.
Somebody we should know, but probably can't remember.
So Scorn, Merc. I don't know what the other one was.
I guess McWaters was playing Scorn, right?
No, he's playing Merc.
That's right.
But Bubba and
I thought it was Jake. Actually, like, I thought there wasn't any Scorn or Circle in the top 4. I thought that was like...
No, Jake, the English guy. Jake was playing
Scorn. Oh, he was playing Scorn. That's right. Okay. All right. I don't know. I thought... Well, maybe there was no Circle. That's why. I remember Jeremy saying something in the chat about... The circle's fine. On the top 4. So. Sounds accurate. It was definitely a good time. The Keyforge tournament was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time, yeah.
I didn't think about doing it because Jeremy and I were... They had problems with this. That's what happened on Friday the Champions. They had problems with the software. It crashed or something.
Oh, really?
So they did a cut to top 4, I think. Otherwise, there was going to be a 5th round, right? But they cut to the top 4 because they're like, it's going to take us hours to sort this out to see.
You know what? I got to say, it's pretty funny that that's happened.
Yeah.
Because they give me nothing but grief about BCP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time I run anything, and yet.
No problems.
We don't really have any of those problems, and that whatever they were running crashed. So it's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
That just makes me chuckle. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Jeremy was 3-1. Yeah. Jeremy was 3-1 at the time, but it's not like he was going to win the event or something. And they're going to do standings based on the four rounds that you had played. So we were both like, yeah, it sounds good. Let's cook dinner. But it was before 8, and they're doing the KeyForge tournament at like 8 or something.
It was, we started to register at 8, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought about it, and I was like.
You could have registered, gone to eat, and then still made it back.
I would have been too drunk to play.
That's even better.
Probably, yeah.
It's even better. Yeah, it's funny. Fabio opens another Four Horsemen deck. So
what I don't know, what is the Four Horsemen thing?
Supposed to be good cards. The decks you can sell on eBay for a reasonable amount of money right off the bat.
Sure, but you get a wicked card. But is the deck any good?
Well, that's the thing, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's why every time he's got one, I'm like, just post it and sell it. If you can get $100 for it, just do it.
Well, shit, yeah.
But he's kept it both times, and I think both times they were like flub decks. So it's like nope.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we played that. It was good. It was. I mean, it goes by pretty quick. We only played one game. We didn't play best of three.
Oh, okay.
It was just taking forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was good.
So who did you play?
Oh, I played Miles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw Miles.
So I got to play Miles. And we had the funniest game of people who play KeyForge might understand. There's a card that he has. It's a logos card. And you can use it. Basically, you get to kill one of my, you purge one of my creatures.
Yeah.
But then I get the card.
Okay.
Right. So then if I use it, it goes back to him and it just keeps going back. It's like
putting them seriously? In
the vault. Yeah. And then if a card ever leaves the table, the creatures can come back.
Is the card an artifact or is it like a...
It's an artifact.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
So he did it and killed one of my guys and then sends it to me and I just let it sit there for long because I wasn't playing Logos. So for me to use the card...
You have to choose a faction you don't have.
Then I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
But the game is so tight. Like I just need like to make my last amber or whatever and I couldn't get there because he kept stealing it.
Yeah.
He had a guy that would activate and steal it and he had something else that triggered and stole something else. So I could never get ahead to get to the last six.
Yeah.
So my last thing, I just like sat there and... I smirked and I was like, oh, I got this because the last creature he had two amber captured, on it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to pick Logos. I'm going to kill that creature. Here, you can have this back. I get my two amber and now he has no way of stealing
it.
So I forge a key using his artifact that stopped me this whole. That was so funny. It was like, it was an epic way to finish that round.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And then in epic SOO fashion,
that's right.
Rich from Beer Machine, who ran the event, won the event.
Yeah, of course.
That was pretty fun. We had a good chuckle about that.
I guess we didn't talk about who won Champions and Masters.
Champions was the same guy.
It was Jake Woolstrip.
Yep. Yes. Flew all the way down from England.
Yep.
Just to trounce us.
It's like, let me show you guys how it's done.
Yeah. And it's funny because like all the American events have been won by Canadians and all the Canadian, well, the SOO has been won from the English.
Well, I guess I'm trying to remember if, yeah, like Jake Van Meter has won it before, right, too. So there has been times. But yes.
This year.
It's good in a sense because it probably means that Jake will have to come back next year to defend his title.
Yes. He'll probably be going to, I'm assuming he'd be going to War Machine Weekend or.
Yeah, probably.
He went last year. I don't know.
Good on those guys for
coming down. It was a blast.
For coming that far. Yeah, for sure. Good. Now he's got to get him down for OTC. Make a team,
bring it down. Yeah. We had Alberta came. They brought a team.
Yep.
Now, since Alberta came, BC's talking about a team.
Oh yeah,
they're like, oh really? Like, you think you can do it? So yeah, it's gonna be
it's a long flight.
Yeah,
I think it might even be just as long or longer than the English.
No, to go from BC to here is not that long actually.
No,
it's like 3.5 hours, maybe 4 hours.
Yeah. All right, whatever. Yeah. It's still a long flight.
You just ask Ferris. Ferris did it.
Yeah. So that was SOO. I was on that a couple weeks ago. It was great fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I did a Black Knight tournament before SOO. It was a couple weeks before SOO. That was 4 people.
No.
It's a nice short day.
Was it on the holiday or something?
I can't remember which holiday.
Was it on Mother's Day, but it was on
Easter.
Easter weekend.
Yeah, Easter
That's
weekend.
Why they didn't have
anybody. Yeah. But I went anyways. And so it turned into 3 rounds, which was like good because I was home for dinner.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was a good fun one as well. I think I was playing Circle for that one though, because I didn't have any
of the Grimkin toys. There, yeah.
Yes, but I am excited to play. I guess we'll just segue into what we're going to be playing or what we're looking forward to playing or something like that. But since I finished my 2 piggy officers, I'm going to be playing Heretic with double pigs again. Hopefully, it's better than it was before. I played at least 10 games of it before, and oh my God, fucking shit.
You played 10 games. It couldn't have been that bad.
No, no, it was bad. I was just like determined to find out if there was anything, and there's just nothing. But with the UAs, they're kind of better. I don't know if they're like super awesome, but they have stuff now. They have retaliatory strike with him. I can't remember if it's granted or not, but I guess I should look it up. So they have retaliatory strike, which is kind of good for them because you do need quality attacks to kill them. My phone is too close to the thing.
Was it going?
Yeah, it was. So that helps with their volume of attacks problem. Usually, I think this is just me speculating, right? It is granted with the UA, which hopefully you don't lose because he's like impervious flesh with 8 boxes and stuff. But so they have retaliatory strike and snacking. So I guess the idea is if it works out well, the bad guy comes in, bops you, only does a couple points of damage, and then you hit him back with a POW 13 or 16 if you have Fury on you, kill him, and then snack him and heal back the damage or whatever, right? On top of that, they got Bulldoze, which is kind of good because they could get slogged down quite a bit, and even if they're playing against other shield wall units or something, they could put Bulldoze them potentially out of shield wall or whatever when they're attacking them. And they also, kind of coolly, they got mini feet defensive formation, so they get to activate it, and they get to get repo 5, and they go immediately into shield wall. So it gives them some potential for offensive output, because with the heretic, they get up, you know, pretty high because they have brutal charge. My mic's popping. Sorry. So brutal charge up to 15, fury up to 18, and then if he uses his trump, they can get up to POW 20. So they can hit pretty hard, but the problem is always then they're just standing there at armor 13 or 15 or something, they just die.
But the idea is that they've killed something probably of higher point value than
hopefully, but you don't want to lose the whole unit for that.
So can Siege 1 kill them no problem then?
Oh, probably.
Is that what I got to be playing again? Well, I feel like it's my fallback. I'm like, I got nothing else. All right, Siege 1, dust that off. Let's go.
Well, their armor 13 is good on armor 7, plus 4 for shield wall is 11, 13 with the death knell and impervious flesh. So Electroleaps only do 1 to 3 damage on them. So you're not going to kill them with Electroleaps, but all your direct shots, probably.
Yeah. Probably. Still, that's like using all my good shots on that.
Yes. Usually you're going to take the Twilight Sisters with them, so you can recur 2 of them a turn. So hopefully you're not losing, like, entire units to Siege's feet or anything. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm playing right now. I still got my Crucible Guard sitting over there, which I'm still having fun with.
Yeah.
I've looked at some of the other casters, because I've really only played 2.5 casters. I played Locke a little bit in the beginning.
I've heard that people aren't that impressed with her. Or at least when I was talking to some people at like SOO and
It's situational. But I like McKay. She's fun.
Uh-huh.
But I still clock myself when I use Silvestro.
It's just too complicated.
Yeah, it's just so much time doing all this stuff. And
yeah.
But I like it. Like I say, I just need more practice. But
he's got a deep toolkit.
Yeah. And then last week I dusted off my Kador. So I brought up Armored Core, which I didn't net deck the list or anything. I just busted out stuff I wanted to put on the table and
sure. Did you play Drago and the Hammer Dudes?
Drago and the Hammer Dudes? Yeah. I did not put Drago in.
You should. That was the thing that people were doing when it first came out anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they got the mini feet
battle engine
mini feet Sanguine Bond.
Yeah.
So you use Vlad feet on them. So now their defense 13. I think if they're base to base, their defense 15. Right?
Maybe.
Armor,
but their armor goes up to 19.
Oh, it goes up to 19, but they have Sanguine Bond.
Mm, so try to keep him alive.
Right. I don't think you can feed on Drago himself.
No, because he's a character.
Yeah. So with the defense 15, I'm trying to remember what else was. Oh, they have retaliatory strike or something?
So the thing about, their guy can probably give them retaliatory strike. There's the.
Oh, yeah.
The problem with the list is it's very slow. So
it's Man of Wolves.
You need to go first.
Sure.
And when you don't go first, you're very slow. And like your shield guys, the shock troopers, you want to do the shield, but then you're only walking 6. You're out of the game.
That's not far enough.
Yeah. So it's like, you're very slow.
So they do have a unit that gives them desperate pace, right?
Yeah. But
still they run 10 inches when they do that?
If you run, but then you don't have your shield guard. You don't have your wall up, and then you're going to die.
I guess. It depends on how,
generally, unless it's a heavy melee list, then you're fine.
How much the enemy team threatens or whatever.
But most of the time I found that it's like, oh, I'm going to walk 6. I can't get the 10 inches.
Cannot shield wall first turn. It's just not a good idea.
Yeah, but then I just lose the unit arbitrarily.
I guess. Well, I mean, the first game you were playing against Ostrom.
Yeah.
And the second game you were playing against Lilith 1.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They just died.
Did you go second in both games? Yeah. Okay.
I don't ever get to have any fun. It was just like, well, this is fun. So that's why I'm like, maybe I'm going to dust my trolls off.
Oh, hey. So but when you played Jeremy, you ended up starting to win the game.
Right? Still lost.
Oh, I know. But you lost on like a really low percentage, like less than 1% assassination.
No, it was a lot
Jeremy,
better than that.
With just Kralix.
There's no way. Yeah, but he still had another beast. I know, to go. It wasn't beast. Less than 1%.
With the beast, it was like 50%.
Oh, it was probably.
But with Kralix, it's less than 1%.
Because my other thing going for me at that point was I was def 19, but he gets an additional die from the feat and he can boost. So it's going to be more than 50%.
Well, he couldn't. Not with Kralix. Kralix can't boost.
No, Kralix can't. He just got lucky.
He just hit all three times and rolled fuego on the damage.
Yeah, poison, you know, whatever. Yeah. It happens.
No, I'm sure Azrael would probably hit. But yeah.
No, Azrael, yeah.
But I still think he worked it out as like 58% with Azrael or something like that. I don't know. You know, he does that stuff. But apparently Kralix was less than 1%.
Probably. It was funny. Like whatever.
Yeah. So now you don't know what to
do? I got Berka ready to go. Okay. Got like a list for him. But I didn't have all the models jammed in there yet. And I was like, oh, I couldn't find one of them. So I was like, okay, I'll do that next week.
Yeah.
So I have to like dust off some trolls.
And are you looking at the Berka and the North dudes with the...
No, I was going to put them in POD right now. Lots of beasts.
Right.
I'll lose a few of those games and then I'll come back to the drawing board. And
oh, come on. It's not that bad. Trolls are awesome. Yeah. I don't know. That one, that build with like the highwaymen.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, not the highwaymen. What are they called?
The
skirmishing guys.
Raiders,
yeah. The couple units of raiders, and then you just jam the fuck up the table and feet.
Yeah, you got to paint my two little solo dudes before
That's pretty painful. Which solo dudes?
The little guys on the barrels.
Oh, right. If you paint those two guys, main units?
Yeah, then I can run two main units. Okay, I'm not buying another box of those guys. They're super expensive.
Yeah, some of those medium base ones, like the marauders and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Pretty pricey.
That's so crazy.
But I've played against that one, and it jams super hard, and if you don't have any immunity to stationary or cold or whatever, it's just like, the fuck, I can't attack anything this turn. I guess guns can maybe help you, but if you have a melee oriented army, you're just like, fuck, what am I gonna do here, you know? It's just, but anyways, I've heard that Banky was playing it in POD, so there's that.
That's why I'm gonna try it, and then if that doesn't work, I'll put Colgrim on the table and try that out. And
sure, I don't think she's fine. I think she's okay.
Mulg with Colgrim though could be fun because you can like try to assassinate. And
you can assassinate without fucking Mulg, man.
Oh, I know, but it's just like, I could be safe when I assassinate.
Yes.
That's the idea.
I played a guy at Captain Con that I was on two with Morvana at some point. She's fucking armor 13, bitch. So dice plus one on them sprays with signs importance. And I was pretty sure that if he went for an assassination that turn, it was at least a 50-50. But he didn't do that.
He didn't do that.
No. Which I was thankful for.
I don't like when people go 50-50s now because I'm just like, yeah. Like I've always said, when people go for a 10% assassination, it works 100% of the time.
No, yeah, sure.
Against me.
Right.
Because when I go for the 10%, it fails 100% of the time. It's always failed.
Well, I guess the situation didn't look as bad on the board as he thought it was. To me, it looked like I got this in the bag. But I don't know if he registered that or if he's just like didn't really.
And you ended up winning it though?
I did, yeah.
So then for you read it white. And yeah. It was good times. We've had some fun.
We have had some fun.
We got to record more often.
Sure. We just got to like be able to get away. Like even now, I'm going to go to the gym after this, and then I got to get home and do some fucking work.
We're going to go to Saigon, I think.
Tasty.
Parker wants to go to Saigon, so.
I'd love to go, but I got to hit the gym, and then I got to get back to do like 6 hours of work in 3 hours.
Something you can do. All right, let's get this out of here.
All right.
Anything we need to announce coming up? We got TGX coming up.
Hell yeah. When is that?
It's the third weekend in July. So I think it's July 19th, 2021. The Friday event is going to be an IG qualifier, which will be the first of the season pretty much because the season ends in June.
Oh, okay.
So we've got that already. So yeah, the Friday is going to become another Shark Tank, hopefully. So
see if I can get that. Get that off.
Get that off. You got lots of notice. Lots of notice.
See, you say it's the third week, right?
Yeah.
I think Christine wants me to take the second week off. So I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right.